We've been bringing you a lot of news lately about the weather. There have been extreme weather events all over the globe lately, from floods to ice storms. Brazil, a country we associate with its rainforests, is suffering its own strange weather, a severe drought in its breadbasket region. The lack of rain has left people in the cities without water and farmers in the countryside with dying crops. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has our report.
So I'm in the middle of a cornfield and I'm walking down it with corn farmer Juliano José Polidor, and he's showing me what's happened because of the drought here in this part of Brazil. So he's showing me the roots of the corn stalks, and there basically aren't any, he's saying, and indeed you can see that.
Isso aqui é prejuízo total. Não tem como aproveitar.
He says what's happened to this crop is a total loss.
And he's not alone. Drought has hit southeastern Brazil hard this season, and it's worrying because this is where much of Brazil's food is produced. Polidor has been a farmer since he was a teenager. His father's a farmer, and so are his cousins and extended family. Last year, the river in this area flooded. This year, it's completely dried up. Extreme weather, he says, shaking his head. All of us have never seen a drought that's been so prolonged and so aggressive as this one. In 49 days, we got maybe 11 millimeters of rain, he says. Every day that goes by, it's getting harder, and I think that will only accelerate, says Polidor. What one farmer feels far into the Brazilian countryside is pretty much exactly what scientists in Brazil's cities are saying, too.
Hello? Sim.
We reached by phone Hilton Silveira Pinton, an agroclimatologist who has worked on a number of studies for Embrapa, Brazil's government agency for agriculture. The regions where we plant coffee today, especially the ones on lower elevations, will be getting hotter, and many of the coffee plantations in these areas will probably have to be abandoned, he says. He says that will mean that Brazil could lose some 10% of its coffee crop by the year 2020. Brazil is the world's largest producer of coffee. This recent drought has already sent coffee prices surging. And there's more. By 2020, we will lose 20 to 22% of our soybean crop, he predicts. It will also affect corn, cassava, many of our Brazilian crops. All of them will suffer significant losses, he says. This will happen unless something changes.
My name is Tercio Ambriz. I am a full professor here at the Department of Atmospheric Science, University of São Paulo.
Ambriz heads Brazil's Climate Change Council too and has also worked on government studies. And he says what is happening requires urgent attention.
Look, we are going towards the streams and that we can have some periods with lots of rain and other periods with drought. So we have to manage our dams in a way that we can save some more water. We have to change a little bit our energy strategy in Brazil.
Now Brazil relies some 75% on hydroelectric power. Ambriz says we have to invest in wind farms, solar energy. Most of the farmers in Brazil, he says, are small scale. They need access to more hardy seeds, advice on what's happening, and how to confront it, he says. And that's where the government comes in. But he says not enough is being done.
We produce a lot of information, analysis, data analysis, and projections, and we don't see all this information being used by the governments. Unfortunately, in Brazil, the politics comes first.
Agroclimatologist Hilton Silveira Pinton agrees. The government is not giving any attention to global climate change, and much less here in Brazil. They don't talk about it at all. All the presentations we do to senators and deputies, they don't have the desired effect, he says. He says, for example, the projections put out by Brazil's Ministry of Agriculture for 2020 do not take into account climate change, despite the studies they presented. We've given them the studies, he says, but they don't take heed, he says. Pinton says what is happening is unequivocally due to climate change. Some have raised the issue of the effects of El Niño or La Niña, but Hilton says there is no such cyclical weather phenomenon happening now, and the drought in southeastern Brazil has been severe. But some of the people who are in the best position to help the farmers at risk say they don't believe what their own government scientists
are telling them.
We spoke to Brazilian Senator José Agripino Maia, who is part of the so-called rural bloc in parliament. We don't know yet the causes of the melting of the Antarctic, the long droughts in some countries, floods, tsunamis, he tells me. When I ask him if he's seen the scientific studies by the Brazilian government scientists that show that climate change will fundamentally alter Brazil's agricultural production in the next decade, he says no. And he acknowledges there has been little discussion in Congress over the issue. Back in the Brazilian countryside, I asked the corn farmer, Juliano José Polidor, about what he thinks is happening. He tells me he doesn't have strong political views and he doesn't know much about the debate about climate change. He says he just knows what he sees. I think we are getting to the hour where it's not just me who needs to be worried, he says, but the whole world. We have to decide what to do about what's happening, says Polidor. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.